right, welcome again. More people are popping in here. We are taking a look at Philippians chapter 1. Hopefully last week went really well. I heard it was a good discussion on partnership. I kind of put that Bible study together, and just to kind of remind us what that was about, Paul uses this word fellowship in the gospel. We use fellowship as a word to talk about donuts and coffee. That is not what Paul meant when he wrote Koinonia. Now, I'm not against donuts and coffee and fellowship. That's not what I'm saying. That's really important. And you know, we're missing that right now in the church. I know we are. It's really hits us in the gut. We're going to get back there. We're going to try and get back there maybe even sooner with some coffee outside. That idea has been popped up. So fellowship's really important the way we understand it today. But this was absolutely not what Paul had in mind in the New Testament. With fellowship, he meant a genuine, deep partnership financially with these Philippians, also in prayer, also in movement of the gospel, not just kind of, you know, donuts and coffee kind of understanding. But we're going to jump in. So if you have your Bibles, open up to Philippians. I did want to start off with some announcements and prayer concerns, prayer updates. Ellen's here. We can hear straight from the source about some things going on in the Holroyd family. They had a busy week. The one thing that I'd like to share with everyone is that next Sunday is All Saints Sunday. It's also a drive-by communion service. So if you're coming, you don't have to RSVP. The service is at 11 a.m. out in the parking lot. I think we know how that works. You dial into 103.5. And the service is there for about 20 minutes, and then we usher you through for communion. Don't go to 103.7. That is alternative rock. I like that station. But just a heads up, don't want to be off by 0.2. So, so that's next week. If you do have someone that you'd like honored, we take time to ring the bell and have a moment of silence for every person that's died in the faith this last year, but it could be even before that time. Let us know. Email Callie. That's a very special time to set aside. That's next Sunday, All Saints Sunday. Let's see here. Also, just to really throw you off next Sunday, because we really like to do that, keep you on your toes, next Sunday is daylight saving time. So, you know, if you show up in the parking lot at noon, you've missed it. Actually, you'd show up at 10 is what you'd do. So you just have to turn to go ahead. And if you show up at 10, tune into 103.7. But you'd have to switch it back to 103.5 at 11. Okay. Let's see here. And one other note too, just to give you an update on kind of what we're doing with our online services at Peace and everything. So, you know, today's service is audio only, like it was last Sunday. That'll be posted in the afternoon for everyone to hear. Mm-hmm. Next Sunday and moving forward, we'll be able to either have an online service that's recorded and sent out every Sunday, or it'll be live streamed for everyone. What that means is that if you're at home and you tune in, it's as if you're right in the sanctuary. You're seeing what is actually happening in the sanctuary as well. So that's next. That we may not have live stream ready next Sunday, but we'll definitely have a recorded service at least. So, by the way, the cry room has already been worked on. We have a desk in there, and cords have been put in place, cables, so that we can do sound better for our online audience. So Oscar's here. He's done some work on that yesterday. Yeah. Okay, now I know this eats into our Bible study time. I just think it's really important to talk a little bit about the prayer request. First off, Jim Reams. Jim Reams, as you may know, had a fall maybe 3-4 weeks ago in the bathroom at the Reams house. And that was a kind of a heart-related issue. He had a pacemaker put in. Well, he got cleared from all of that just early last week. But what... Wednesday, he had stroke-like symptoms on his right side. He couldn't move his right leg and had some difficulty on everything on the right side. Lynn took him in. They did an MRI. He had some bleeding on the brain that they believe was from the fall from 3 or 4 weeks before. So they took him up to OHSU. He had brain surgery on Friday, and they did relieve all the stress. They took away the blood. He was very coherent and speaking and doing really well even Friday night. So he'll have 2 days in ICU. So probably today he may go to another room at OHSU, and it's likely he'll be home and we'll have a full recovery within a week or so. So thank you for the prayers. That was very helpful to Lynn. The Holroyds had a big week again and having another big week ahead. Ellen, do you want to share kind of the latest?
Jim's surgery went textbook, no problems. He's doing fine. Just having a hard time reminding him to not lift more than 10 pounds for another week or so. And kind of find down, keep an eye on him. But he's doing great. Jim and Jonathan will be coming home tomorrow. Jim and I are going to go out this afternoon and bring him home. Tomorrow and he'll be having outpatient therapy here.
Wow. For great. Yep, Jonathan, got an update? Yeah. Jonathan's going to be home Tuesday is what we just heard, Ellen just shared, which is, what day?
Monday.
So just way ahead of schedule, and that's fantastic. John Leach got good news. I saw John this week. John is cancer-free. If you've known, he had a really challenging summer, but he looks pretty good. And he came in and said hello this week and got the good news that he's cancer-free. Yeah, and then I just add, Kai Miner's had some challenges of late, and so they're taking some extra precautions with him down in Eugene, taking a look at how he's in the behavioral mental health hospital down in Eugene. So we're going to keep Kai. He's been on our prayer list. We need to continue to do that because he's still trying to figure out what that problem is. So, and we need to pray the Lord to work into his life now. So just wanted to share that with everyone. So